This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Little past high noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You missed out on Keefe's Beefs, Odyssey app, Jones and Keefe, Twitter, and Instagram. Terp's done an excellent job.
Yeah, it's a good graphic.
With some of the images there.
Very good.
If you missed the news earlier today on Charlie McAvoy will not be playing in the Four Nations final, USA and Canada on Thursday night at TD Garden. We do have news on the replacement. Quinn Hughes en route to join Team USA in Boston. It's according to Chris Johnston. Actually, that's right from Mike Sullivan, the head coach, Chris Johnston, the NHL reporter. Passing that along, we can get back into Four Nations. We'll get back into the Red Sox as well. But it's not only a Tier Tuesday, it's a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. What's going on this week, Tom E?
You know, it's freezing, and it's very, very windy. It's scarily windy, and kind of hunkered down. And we're in that little period now before free agency, before the owners' meetings, where we get that great opportunity to hear what the goals are for the team and then the draft. So it's kind of a reset. So that's kind of what I've been doing. That's why I fired off a couple of texts to you about positional overviews to kind of where is this team really at position? So that's what's going on.
Well, and I want to get to some of the positional overviews coming up. You've already written about quarterbacks and running backs, some ideas for the Patriots this offseason, and you know, various degrees of need for the team. On T. Higgins, we were just discussing this. It sounds like he's going to get franchise tagged by the Bengals. If he does get franchise tagged, is the dream dead of T. Higgins coming here? Is there still an avenue for the Patriots to get him? Where do you think that stands?
It depends upon how militant he becomes in his stance and whether or not he tries to force a trade. I just think there's such a pecking order that exists in the AFC among teams who might have the cap space and certainly afford better opportunities. If you're a 26-year-old wide receiver, you might be less interested in the opportunity to win a championship, more interested in saying, this is my second contract. This is the one where I have to make $120 million, $150 million with $50 million or more guaranteed. So I think the Patriots would be in the pecking order there. But I've kind of always felt as if this was a 10% chance of T. Higgins winding up in New England anyway. So that's why I've continually kind of banged the drum for other options, because I just don't think that right now, despite all the things we've said, whether it's Drake May, whether it's Mike Vrabel, whether it's cap space, I just don't think it's an attractive landing spot yet.
Do we have any idea what type of player personnel guy Mike Vrabel is going to be? So if he's the one that has final say, I'm curious on sort of like the draft philosophy, because you look around the league, Tom, there are some GMs that'll trade first-round picks every year. They don't care. Like the Rams, like they're going to be aggressive, and they'll trade them all for established guys. There are others that love the idea of trading down, like Bill did for many years, and getting as many picks as possible. And then there are others that like won't budge on their picks. Do we have any idea what kind of what type Mike Vrabel will be?
I don't know if we have one entirely yet. I think that the best kind of a GM is one who can be malleable to the situation at hand. Like this year is not the fourth overall pick this year, as I think I said to you last week, is probably about the 10th or 11th overall pick last year. It's just not as good a pick. So you want to try and move down and you want to try and find a buyer here that you would not, as the Patriots stated and did not do, move down last year, even though I was a proponent of that because I think this team is so bad that it needed multiple positions filled. They're still kind of in that boat, but I don't know if they're going to be able to move down. But I don't specifically know how aggressive they are. All I can base it on is some of the guys that they took when Vrabel was there, the Jeffrey Simmonses, the A.J. Browns, how they built their team was extremely strong on the lines. So I'm looking at that and saying, well, this seems like a team that wants to be strong up front, build the team that way. And I think that that's having placed Drake May on the team, and you have that cog there, it's something that the Patriots are probably going to try and do.
You started to do your positional overviews, various degrees of need for the Patriots this offseason. You've done quarterbacks and running backs thus far. Running backs certainly a higher priority for the Patriots this offseason. I think you pegged it at a 4 out of 5. What'd you figure out through that exercise?
They don't have anybody. This is the second season in a row. That's an overstatement. This is the second season in a row in which Ramondre Stevenson has been the second best running back on the team. Ezekiel Elliott was a better back in 2023 than Ramondre Stevenson, and Antonio Gibson was a better back in 2024 than Ramondre Stevenson. His 7 fumbles, 6 lost, was the highest among running backs in the NFL. Gibson was a good player, but he's averaged 150 carries over the course of his season, of his career. So right now you have Stevenson's working on a 4-year, $36 million contract. He's got $17 million guaranteed up front. So his cap hit is not bad at 5.54, but he's not playing to that level at all. So if the Patriots decided they wanted to move on from Ramondre Stevenson, the best avenue for doing that would be via trade. They'd take a $12.5 million cap if they just cut him outright. If they're able to trade him after June 1st, they'd only take $1.6 million. And I'm sure you say, well, he's got no offensive line help. Why is he supposed to be able to generate yards behind the 32nd offensive line in the NFL? And if that's the case, then why are you spending $9 million on something you can barely use? That would be my contention. Send his ass to a team that could use it. Have him follow the Sony Michel route. Go to the Rams. They could use you.
What do you
that
get?
Would be, to me, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what do you get in return for Ramondre? What would be a fair return?
Honestly, because he's got a fairly sizable yearly contract, you're probably going to get a fourth, a fifth in exchange. But this is a great – the reason I also bring it up is it's a great running back draft. And I know the people sitting there going, no, not a running back.
Well, not me, to be honest, Tom. I like the running back idea.
I think we've seen it work recently for teams.
And I think there's merit to – I'm not saying you're saying this, but I personally think there's merit to, in a bad draft, trade down and get Genty somewhere later or in the middle of the first round. But beyond Genty, who I think a lot of fans – probably at least loosely aware of, you know, challenging Barry Sanders' records in college football at Boise State last year. What about the depth of the class? Like, where should they be targeting that? If you're the Patriots and you have a million needs on this team this offseason, where should they be looking?
You want a bell cow kind of back. There's a kid, Amarian Hampton from North Carolina, who fits that bill perfectly. He's about a 225-pound back, full-on, forward lean at all times. He's a faster-looking well, this is going to date me. Antoine Smith kind of back.
Wow.
At all times forward lean. And he runs hard. And he's probably a second or third round level player. But to me, that's bring back. Gibson's already here. He's on a 3-year deal. Draft another back You got nothing out of Kevin Harris. You got nothing out of Pete Strong. Those guys are gone. You didn't use Jermichael Hasty. Ramondre Stevenson can't hang on to the ball effectively. So stick with Antonio Gibson, who is a good pass-catching back. He only had 23 catches this past year, which is down from what his general stuff was in Washington, his general production. And then go ahead and draft somebody and find a third down back. And I'm wondering how Josh McDaniels, that'll be fascinating, guys, wanted to see how Josh McDaniels, does he try and repopulate this offensive roster with some of the staples of the Patriots from 10, 12, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, a slot, a third down back, and a tight end. They've got a tight end, but I would say continue to build a tight end. Running back and tight end are the two cheapest positions in the NFL, bar none. Those are positions you can draft guys who are good, who can make instant impacts the way Bowers did, the way LaPorta, the way Hockenson, the way all of those players did. And there's two excellent ones this year. Plus, you can draft running back and start populating your offense that way. I know the Lions are desperately in need, but I think those are positions they should really focus on.
Well, fullback. You bring the fullback back?
Yeah.
Well, you're one of these
bring
guys.
Bring him back. I saw Jakob Johnson. I saw Jakob Johnson at the Super Bowl. I was all excited.
Ooh, I was there thinking like more like a Sam Gash type is what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Well, it's funny because last year in the offseason, the Patriots and Elliott Wolf brought back so many guys. They just kept re-signing Patriots that were free agents. And you just mentioned how maybe there's a possibility of trading Ramondre Stevenson. Could that possibly be a theme where Mike Vrabel comes in and is like, all right, we got a lot of these guys that you re-signed. I don't know if I like all these guys. Like, let's see what we can get. Like, could there be even more of a roster overhaul than, you know, maybe in most years?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think it could be. I think that the Vrabel's mantra has been, my God, I have a lot of work to do in the past month or so. I just have an incredible amount of work to do. That's basically the vibe that I've gotten from Patriot Place. So that, I think, you know, they're not set anywhere except for a quarterback and cornerback and probably tight end and left guard, although right guard or tackle or whatever you're going to put Mike and Leno. Mm-hmm. But to me, I think there could be overhauls in line. You got plenty of cap space, but I don't think that if a guy is not performing at a level commensurate with his valuation, move the guy down, chop him. I mean, was Devon Godshaw, did he bring to you the level of performance that you expected? Do you have to make a hard decision with Christian Barmore? With his health situation, he's a great player. He's unbelievably powerful. He is a staple of your defense if he's healthy and engaged. But do you have to make a hard decision there? I would be more hesitant there than I would be with a Stevenson or a Godshaw, just because, you know, having a semblance of a heart and dealing with somebody's situation, I think would be probably a good idea.
But that's interesting, because it's not just what we're talking about, adding to some of the pieces you have. You're trading a bunch of them away, or at least think the Patriots may explore trading a bunch of them away.
They're just not good enough. I mean, if you're going to throw that money out there, and who are you going to – that's the interesting thing, and that's why the Patriots, I think, re-signed so many players last year too, is who are we going to bring in otherwise? When you say, for instance, Hunter Henry and Mike Onwenu were re-signed, and people are like, what the hell? They were the best tight end and wide receiver, and offensive lineman on the market. Better than Tyron Smith, better than Jonah Williams. Hunter Henry, it was like, I think Dalton Schultz was the only other tight end available. So, of course, you're going to re-sign them. But then rewarding Barmore, rewarding Duggar, you're looking at those guys as lieutenants and people who are going to be able to carry your message forward. And there was nobody that they really targeted as being better, I guess, at those positions. So if you can improve them, do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You know, this offseason, it's also going to be fun to keep an eye on what the Raiders are doing with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly. So, there's like a lot of local connections there. As of right now, I know it's just the middle of February, but who's your guess at who they're going to get to be their quarterback next year?
They have so many options. I mean, you got Rodgers. You got most likely Cousins. You could have Sam Darnold. I think that Sam Darnold would be, in some ways, the most attractive pick. But just watching him in their playoff game revert to full Sam Darnold,
yeah,
I wonder what the upside is. Yes, he can be a productive cog in a machine. He can be a souped-up Mac Jones if you put him in with Kevin O'Connell and Minnesota. But just the meltdown that I witnessed, which was like the Kyler Murray. Like, there are so many quarterbacks in the NFL who are making $55 to $60 million a year. When they are in the crucible of a playoff game, melt. I mean, the Kyler Murray performance a couple of years ago, I think it was against, was it the Rams?
That sounds right.
That he was just brutal. And I think Sam Darnold is guilty of that as well. So part of me would say, I'm about to say Kirk Cousins, but he was a pick machine this year. Anyway, it's, you're picking over guys who are going to have flaws and probably are not your ticket to great success. But if I was the Raiders, I would probably look at a guy who can give me a certain level of play. It has a high floor, put it that way. Mm-hmm. So a Cousins, I don't know if a Darnold is really a high floor guy.
What about Wilson? What about reuniting Wilson with Pete?
Yeah, I guess he's kind of high floorish.
I mean, he had a better year than Cousins. I'm not saying he's great, but he had a better year than Cousins and Rodgers.
Yeah, he did. He was a Pro Bowler, you're right.
Sure
I mean, would you take Rodgers? Would you really scrutinize Rodgers' numbers?
Right.
There's only one guy that Rodgers is going to look at and go, well, he's smarter than me. That would be, at least on football, that would probably be Brady, no?
I don't know with Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't even know if Brady would acknowledge, or if Rodgers would acknowledge that. Yeah,
he might disagree.
Yeah, so to me, I find that interesting, and I find, you know, for the Patriots' purposes, circuiting through the Raiders, I wonder about the Josh McDaniels Davante Adams relationship, and whether or not when Davante Adams is released, there is an ability to convince him to come here for the money that they're not going to spend on T. Higgins. 2 years, $65 million. Come on in here, guaranteed. Come on in, Devontae. Would you do it, son?
Yeah, well, I would be very interested in that.
Yes, I would.
So, okay. Well, maybe they can talk.
232, fully guaranteed.
Maybe they can talk their way through those issues. Money solves a lot of problems. As we've seen, Keefe has made this point. DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien mended fences enough a few years ago where at least Hopkins came in for a visit, which we were skeptical of. So maybe that's an option on the table. Good stuff, as always, from Tommy Curran. You can check him out. NBC Sports Boston, his latest, the positional overviews for the Patriots this offseason, quarterbacks, running backs, with more still to come. He joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We call it a Tommy Tuesday. Tom, thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You too. Tom Curran, by the way, good memory. It was Kyler Murray against the Rams.
Yeah.
19 of 34, two picks, 137 yards. Not great.
Not his best game.
Not his best game. No. And Curran's number one. That Devontae stuff there at the end is interesting. I wonder if they can talk through their differences for, I don't know, 2 years and $65 million, call it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What are you hearing? And
something.
Second of all, he's trading everyone.
I like that.
Get out of here, Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah. God Chow, you're off the team. Like, neither of those are you know, massive head scratchers. He brought up Barmore.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I find that to be interesting. So we can dig in more on that. 617-779-7937. We still have Kiefer Madness on the way at 1245. We'll get back to the Red Sox, their Rafael Devers problem. How do they solve it? Right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.